One of the more controversial aspects of the COVID-19 economic response is emergency access to superannuation, with workers able to take out up to $10,000 this financial year and $10,000 more during the next to make ends meet. Now, new research about how that emergency cash is being used shows those concerns could be warranted. Here's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
For many Australians, dipping into their superannuation has been a lifeline in the face of an economic shock as they worry about paying bills and putting food on the table. But a sample of 13,000 people who withdrew an average $8,000 from their super shows that nearly two-thirds of the spending has been on discretionary rather than essential household items.
Things like clothing, furniture, automotive and alcohol. And that tells us that much of this money was used for lifestyle reasons rather than necessity reasons.
Economist Andrew Charlton has crunched debit and credit card spending for the advisory firms Illiond and Alpha Beta. He says evidence that some Australians are living large on their super and eroding their retirement savings shows the early access strategy is being abused.
Look, I think it is flawed. I mean, superannuation is for retirement. It's not for crises. And if we use it for crises, then it's not there for retirement.
So feel-good discretionary spending, including gambling and alcohol for some, and that's super money that's being drained pretty quickly, so big, expensive decisions.
If someone used super money to buy a $20 pizza, that pizza might end up costing them $150 at the time of their retirement. So it'll be the most expensive pizza they've ever bought.
Are you surprised when you saw the trend in the spending from super?
No, because I think that the policy has been poorly designed. It was able to be accessed by ticking a few boxes. So it's a very tempting prospect for lots of people.
Would you imagine the federal government and the tax office would be taking a bit of a closer look at what the super money is being used for, given that it is tax-free?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope that they would think about tightening the eligibility criteria, requiring some documentation and maybe doing an income check.
1.5 million Australians dipping into their super underscores the depth of the shock and the worst downturn since the Great Depression. And this morning, the advisory firm PwC warns that without major tax reform, the federal budget will remain stranded in deficit for 19 years. PwC partner Paul Abbey.
We think by the end of 30 June that we'll be looking at deficit in excess of $70 billion, and next year a much greater number, up to $150 billion. For the average Australian who's right now, say, 18 years old, that means it would take probably until they're in their late 30s to be in a position where budgets are back to surplus and maybe even into their 50s before the government's been able to pay down all the debt.
How long will it take to pay that off?
To be able to pay off that debt, we're looking at a significant period of time. We might not be able to pay that debt off for another 20 or 30 years.
The combined impact of the summer bushfires and COVID-19 will become clear on Wednesday when official GDP data for the first 3 months of this year is released. Economists expect growth to have contracted by a third of 1%, the prelude to a much sharper second contraction, confirming a technical recession later this year.
Peter Ryan reporting there.